It's the sniffles that are driving me crazy. And the cough and the sore throat and the headache and the aches and the fever. I think those are the only complaints I have.
Yeah, nothing else.
You can't make me laugh. You're gonna make me cough. Why are you in the same room with me? You're gonna get sick. No, baby, every time I get sick, we go through the same song and dance where I'm like, don't get sick with me. And you're like, I won't get sick. I'll be a great nurse. And I'm like, you are a great nurse, but you're going to get sick. And then you get sick. And you're like, but what happened? Yeah, no, it's basically every time. Fine. I was wearing my mask the whole time. I've been wearing my mask. I've been taking vitamins. I've been good. I've been good. I don't know where this came from. Haven't been licking doorknobs anymore, so I truly don't know how I could have got... I don't know how I got sick. I don't know. Maybe the kids. God, yeah, maybe they brought something home. I feel bad. I feel like I'm leaving you, one man down. I know you can handle it, but I feel bad. Thank you for calling into work for me. I really appreciate it. Like, I could have probably made the phone call this morning, but I was so out of it when I woke up. And I wasn't delirious, that's an exaggeration, but I was definitely confused. Yeah, I had mad sick brain. It's so crazy how your brain just, like, stops working slightly when you're sick. Yeah, like, it works, and, like, you can problem solve, but, like, not really. Your brain's just like, oh, this is too much for you right now, man. You need to lay down. Lay down and go to sleep. Yeah. No laughter. The laughter leads to coughing. Yeah, you just can't be so funny. That's the thing. Ugh. What? Are you gonna really make me? Okay. Fine. Phone flashlight, please. No, thank you. Oh, what? No. No, don't say that. It's not strep. It's not. No, it isn't. You can't. Does it look like strep? No. Oh, I do not want strep throat. Oh, no, because it's still... I mean, obviously the pain sucks, but it's the thing they do with the nose. I can't hang. Or the back of the throat scratch thing. Oh, just give me the stuff. Don't poke me. Just literally give me the medicine. I know they have to poke me to figure out that I need the medicine, but like, I wish they could just tell. Oh, I'm such a baby when it comes to shoving shit down my throat or up my nose. Hate it. I know. I would be probably willing to do blood over. Could they do blood testing for strep throat? It seems excessive, but... Yeah, and I don't know if our insurance would cover it. I was dropping the kids off for school. Was it? Madness. It is always such a... It is. It's such a clusterfuck. Yeah. You'd figure that out, yeah. It's, like, halfway through the year. How are people still struggling to figure out the drop-off lines? Yeah, I know. I mean, pickup is a million times worse, I agree. I'm sorry, you have to do both today. And I'd usually cover one or the other. I honestly, though, I think pickup's my favorite between the two. Because drop-off is such a rush. Like, you're just, like, you're tired. You're like, yeah, no one's really talking. You're just listening to NPR. Everyone's, like, half asleep. They're grumpy because they don't want to go to school. Like, no one's having a good time. Pickup is, like, kind of a... It's a grab bag. Because, like, you have to wait a while, sure. But then... Like, when they come, they're either, like, hella stoked because they're like, oh my god, today was amazing. Or they're, like, I don't know, they just have energy in them and they're like, yeah, they're, like, actually engaging. Yeah, because we lose them during the best part of the day, which is the middle of the day when they have, like, ton of energy and they want to talk. And then you get them at the end when they're, like, a little bit sleepy or... But they still have something from the day. Yeah. It's crazy. I can't believe you started first grade. Yeah, at least she's still in kindergarten. So at least we have... But first grade, that is nuts. Oh my god. Yeah, it does really, like, jumpstart your own memories of, like, childhood and stuff when you see them, like, doing stuff. Speaking of them doing stuff, I saw the playground. Yeah, the one they've been constructing. It's crazy. I know. It, like, we did, when we were kids, if we got something that cool. Like, we got, like, a slide and then those, like, weird hoops that were different heights. Yeah, and maybe like a swing set if you're lucky. I think mine did have a sandbox. Yeah, it was gross though. I don't think, yeah, I'm kind of glad they don't have a sandbox. Yeah, sandboxes, I don't know. I mean, I feel like they've probably fallen out of fashion because they're just, yeah, they're usually pretty nasty. Oh yeah, mine was... I think ours was kind of enclosed. We didn't have an open sandbox. We had a sandbox that was like, it was weird. It was almost like a chicken coop, kind of in, yeah, in like configuration. And then it had like chain link sides to it. And then they had like a door gate that you had to open to get into it. It was a very strange sandbox, and it was a roof over it too, because in case it rained, they didn't want the sand to get wet. Oh, it rained all the time. People would, yeah, it was interesting. I would be hard-pressed to believe it was still there. They definitely got rid of it. They probably upgraded everything. I mean, look at their school. Their school just upgraded their... They had a great playground before. I don't know why they needed to. I mean, what they got now is nuts. They have like a... Yeah, like a zip line. If only we had... And their jungle gym is just like massive. It's craziness. It's just craziness. Mm-hmm. Kids right now have it so good. I feel like every parent has said that from the dawn of time to now. Every generation is just like, oh man, kids these days, they don't know how good they got it. Yeah, like, and like, no, I totally heard my parents say shit like that. And I was like, what are you talking about? You don't know. It's hard to be a kid. And like, here I am being like, oh my god, you have it so easy. I would love to trading places with you right now. Like a Freaky Friday with me for a day. Yeah, our son would be very Vincent adult man. He'd be doing business. I think that would be adorable. I would love him to, like... Yeah, no, not body swap. We'd have to just swap, like, jobs, you know? Oh, man, I would do so well in first grade. I would ace all the curriculum. I'm like, I got this addition shit down. I'd be hard not to curse. That would be my... I'd probably go to timeout quite a bit for cursing. Yeah. It would be hard to be in the first grade probably again. I think I take it for granted. Yeah, I guess I would. Yeah, I would probably buck against all the lack of. Yeah, you have no self determination. Like, you know, someone tells you to go somewhere and do something, you have to do it. Yeah, it's almost like the military. Yeah, I don't want that. Well, it's not too bad. When do you have to go to work? No, you did not take today off. Did you actually take today off to be my nurse? How am I so lucky? Yeah, I don't know. I just... Yeah, I never played the lottery. I figured that would be a waste of my luck. I gotta use it strategically in my life. Yeah, I think I spent it well. I think got some good value. Yeah, amazing wife, 2 great kids. A house. Oh my god. I think I'm out of luck now, though. Yeah, there's no way I can have more luck now moving forward. That is an impossibility. I mean, maybe. Who knows? Yeah. Find a penny or something. Avoid ladders and mirrors like the plague. Yeah. Do not come into bed. Look, Missy, do not come into bed, because you're going to get sick. I am a factory of germs right now. You do not want any part of this. What? No, you do not want every part of... No, you don't... Okay, we're gonna both get sick now, and
Was she sniffling?
That's who brought it home. My own children, my flesh and blood, they betrayed me. Should have known. Should have known.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is. Did she say that this morning? That is very cute. No, no, she. So. You can't say things like that. No, because I'm going to feel. Oh. I'll tell her. I'll be like, no, I'm okay. I'm just a little sick. You didn't get me sick. It's okay. Oh, does she really think she got me sick? I don't want her to think that. I'll tell her. Yeah, when she gets home, I'll be like, you didn't get me sick. I wasn't. No, 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 no. I got sick on my own. I don't know how I got sick. Oh, don't tell me that. I'll break my fucking heart. Ugh. Yeah, we need to. If she does have the sniffles, then we gotta go take her to a pediatrician ASAP. Yeah, because if I have strep and she has strep, that's not good. We need to go to a pediatrician. For sure. You wanna call? Before you get sick? I don't know. It's so hard to get an appointment. But if you tell them it's strep, they probably will squeeze you in as an emergency. I think it counts. Yeah, I know. Oh. No, 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 no. I think that's unnecessary. I think just call him and see what he says. Mm-hmm. I think we could probably, like, if you tell him a strep is emergency, we probably get something in, like, the next 2 days. Every time I try to make an appointment with the pediatrician, it is insane. Like, I was doing checkups, I think, the beginning of this year. Yeah, it was like, yeah, I wish. They were talking, like, a month and a half out for, like, I was like, why? I want it before school if we can. And they're like, yeah, no, we're just so booked. I was like, wow. I mean, yeah, I guess everyone's having kids now. I don't know. I don't understand. Yeah. Well, I was trying to get something for my... Yeah, I was trying to get a GP appointment. That was also taking... It was like 3 months out or something. I know. Mm. I clearly need to have them, though. Yeah, so I don't fall apart. Oh, you don't have to do that. No, I'm okay. What? You're not going to take no for an answer, are you? Yeah, I guess I would do the same thing, so. Fine. Chicken noodle, I guess, if you're making me choose. Yes, and a tall glass of water. That sounds wonderful. Sounds truly magical. I should be allowed to have Gatorade. I'm sick. Gatorade is electrolytes, you know? Okay, fine. Water, then Gatorade. My body needs it. Fine. I'll drink 2 glasses of water and then yellow, though. Do we have yellow? No. What flavors do we have? Okay. Dealer's choice, you know, just pick one at random at that point. I mean, if there's no yellow, then I'm just... I mean, red's also pretty good, and so is orange. I don't really want the blue one. Cause what is it? Not big into frost. Yeah, you pick as long as it isn't the frost one. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, love. I'll come out there for it. No, don't bring it in here. I'll come out. I can come out. I need to get out of bed anyway. Well, cause I'm not gonna fall back to sleep. I've been like sleeping all morning. Let me just get out for a little bit, and then I'll go back. Yeah. Okay, well then fine, call me when it's ready, yeah? Okay. I love you too. Wait, come back one more time, since you're already gonna get sick. Thank you. Bye, baby.